Well, this is a special Resurrection Day in which we celebrate motherhood. It is Resurrection Day, right? Which we celebrate Christ. But we're so thankful for mothers that love the Lord with all their hearts and proclaim that marvelous truth. And I'm thankful for ministries that minister to mothers during difficult times. Kay, why don't you come on up here? We usually have this time in which we support those who have lost their children at a very early age, and it's a time of comfort, but we know that the greatest comfort we can give them is the Word of God, and that's what makes this ministry so great.
Yes. So. Well, as you can see, we have our baby bottles back, and this is a ministry, First Coast Women's Services, which y'all have one of these in your bulletin, and it's a ministry to prevent abortion. And what they do is they support the women through their unplanned pregnancies, and they give them baby clothes and things that they need in order to keep their babies. And they've also started a new program for the fathers as well, and which is, you know, because the father is such a crucial ingredient to the whole abortion idea, that they are now ministering to the men in the community. And I just wanted to bring this in because it's so so obvious. As you look at, this is year 2006. This is how many abortions happened in Duval County that year. And that was 8,648. And in 07, the number dropped to 8,437. In 2012, the number has dropped to 6,547. Now, this is all a part of why these numbers have gone down, is this ministry, because they reach out to women. And in the baby bottle, you can put your change, you can put checks, you can put dollars. But last year, from the baby bottle, they call it a baby bottle boomerang, and it's called that because it comes between Mother's Day and Father's Day. That's the time that you get to keep this baby bottle and fill it up with your change. And you know, it became a very important thing to me to support this ministry, because I lost a baby to abortion. And that has been a very difficult thing. But in that difficulty, God has brought me into a ministry that I am able to help other post-abortive women and teach them what God's Word says. But the boomerang bottle last year raised $90,000. That's a lot of change. So I just want to encourage you all that your money is well spent when you give to this plan, as you can see with these numbers dropping. Yes.
Thank you, Kay. I really appreciate that ministry. And once again, it is a ministry that proclaims the gospel all the way through.
Absolutely.
And that's why we love it so much.
It's only God that does the healing.
Right. The Lord has to do the healing. If you turn your Bibles to Titus with me, book of Titus in chapter 2, we think of motherhood, and we think of, within this particular text, the responsibility of older women to teach the younger women. What should they be teaching them, and what is it all about? What is a mother all about? Paul writes in his letter to the Thessalonians, and he describes in chapter 2 some of the marvelous descriptive words of a mother. Let me just quote some of them to you. He uses words like gentle, nursing, full of tender care, fond, affectionate. Those are great words, aren't they? I oftentimes think of Psalm 131, where the psalmist writes in regards to just leaning on his mother and a place of real comfort and rest to him. It is a word that is used throughout Scripture to display compassion and nurturing and nourishing to those around. And we are very much endeared to our mothers. Unfortunately, as Scripture tells us, that in the final days, something's going to happen. Matthew 24:12 tells us that the love of many will grow cold. Paul then writes again in Romans, and he says, many will come and they'll be without natural affection. Amazing. A mother not loving her child anymore. One of the great passages that we've been reading in the book of Isaiah is God gives that wonderful picture of a mother, of a nursing mother. And he says, could a mother forget her child? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. But I believe that we are living in a day and age in which motherhood is really not elevated the way it should be. God had ordained it to be the greatest ministry. And nevertheless, we have subverted it and oppressed it to almost be meaningless. In this particular passage of Titus in chapter 2, in verse 3 beginning, Paul writes that the older women need to teach the younger women certain things. And it's these things that I just want us to focus on just for a minute. It says this in verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips or enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. Now the phrase there, teaching what is good, is telling us that they're teaching what is virtuous. They're teaching what is right. They're teaching what is beneficial. You say, well, what is the most beneficial thing that you could teach a young woman? This is what he writes. That they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children. Now, once again, you would think that you would have to tell somebody to do that, but once again, we're without natural affection. And I want you to notice the order in this. When Scripture puts something in order, it's for a reason. Let me say this. Mothers, the best thing you can do for your children is love your husbands. That's the best thing you could do for your children. Then love your children. But it needs to be done in that order. I think what I've seen, our house is divided, and mothers tenaciously holding on to their children, but I'm going to love my child. You're not loving your child when you're not loving your husband. Love their husbands, love their children. And once again, the word that he uses there is not as much charitable as it is Scripture saying that you need to be all in on this. You need to have fond affection for them. You actually need to like them. And then it goes on and says this in verse 5. To be sensible. Look at the word. You might want to underline it. Sophron is the Greek word. Which means actually sound of mind. And you say, well, most women are sound of mind. Well, wait a minute. Wait till you hear the full definition. It's being able to curb your desires, your appetites, your longings. Because the word literally means if you're only out for self, then you're not a sound mind. You've gone off the charts. That which a mother does is she thinks of others. She does not think of herself. It's not being consumed with what she wants. It's being consumed with what is best for the family. To be sensible, pure, workers at home. Kind. It's an interesting word, isn't it? Can I describe this another way? Agathos is the Greek word. Good-natured. You know, people ought to come home and feel good about coming home. It ought to be a pleasant place to come to. The mother needs to be good-natured and agreeable and pleasant, as Scripture is telling us, as well as doing what is right. Kind, being subject to their own husbands, and as we talked about, that literally means willingly cooperative with their husbands. You actually, once again, want to be. These are all things that describe a good mother as well as a good wife. Because if you think about it, what kind of example are you leaving to your children? And are you planting a seed in which they'll be able to get along with the one that they marry? So I want to encourage the mothers to live in accordance with this scripture. And we are so thankful for all who do. Father, I want to give you praise for your word and for opportunities to minister. I thank you for mothers that love you and that have trained their children in the nurture and the admonition of our Lord. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you for using us just as we are and transforming our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you give us opportunities to minister beyond our households. And we thank you for those mothers that see these opportunities and care for others. We just ask that we would always be cognizant of the message of Jesus Christ and that it might always be about you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.